right. Is there someone who would like to pray for us this morning and get us started? Let's find a boy, since the boy's one. You here in the yellow t-shirt, you want to come on up? All right, while he makes his way up here, everyone hop up on your feet. We're going to get ready to worship right after this.
Thank you for this day. And please watch out for us. And hit me with us. Amen.
Amen, amen. Okay, everybody. So
Jesus, we love you so much today. We want to worship you with all of our heart, God, not just singing voices, not just thinking in our head, God, but we want to worship you with our bodies, God. We want to worship you with our hearts today, God. So everything that we have, we give to you, God, and we want, God, for you to change our hearts, God. Even if we've come in here sad, even if we've come in here and we're thinking, man, I don't want to be here today, God, we know that you want to do something amazing in our hearts today, God. Help us to understand and know how to act, know what to do with the word of God that we hear today, and help us, God, to become closer to you and we can love others, God. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Everybody said, I want you to find five people and give them a high five today. Say, welcome to Up Kids. What's up? You like, yeah, it's panda. It's panda stuff. Cool. What is that beeping noise? You guys hear that? What is that? Is it the lights? Is it the lights, Chris? Huh. Hey, Randy, could you, or somebody in the sound, can you guys get Zach and see what that beeping noise is? That's scaring me, dude. That's scaring you? Sounds like a fire alarm or something. All right, cool. Sounds like a drone? Oh, man. All right. Well, welcome to Up Kids, everybody. How many of you are excited to be here at church today? Man, I'm excited to be here. I'm glad we have a full house today. That means you're bringing your friends, that we're excited to be here. And guess what? We're talking about sweet treats. Everybody say sweet treats. Cool. And we have a special kind of candy we're going to share with you today, because we want you to know that there's some sweet treats in the world, but there's one that is the sweetest treat ever. And we're going to tell you another ingredient of that sweet treat today. Freddie? Don't shush me. Freddie, it's not funny. Why are you shushing me?
Acting the final ingredient in the sweetest thing ever is my goat!
It's the goat?
My goat ran away and I'm trying to listen for her. Come here, goat.
Who told you the ingredient to the... Who told you that it was your goat?
The boy in the 5-yard back. Yeah, I see you.
Which
with the glasses and the hero shirt. Hero hat. Don't hide. I see you.
Oh, I see him.
Yes.
He's way in the back.
Yes.
What?
He told me.
What's not true? The fourth ingredient to the sweetest treat ever is...
What are you whispering about?
We're not. Why are we whispering? We don't have to whisper. Okay. The goat is not going to be an ingredient in our sweetest treat ever.
Sweetest treat?
Yes.
Yes, yes. What is it? Please tell us.
Kids, do you want to know what the fourth ingredient is?
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you?
I bet it's peanut butter. I love peanut butter.
No, the fourth ingredient to the sweetest treat ever is... Dad.
Dad, yes, my dad.
Oh, yes, I love my dad. He's so handsome. Yes. Uh-huh. Can I show them a picture of my dad?
Yeah, show them a picture.
A handsome one. He's where I get my good looks from. What? What? That is not my dad. Who put that up there? I am going to beat the theory out of you.
I'm sure they have the right picture, Freddie.
That
I'm
is
sorry.
Not my dad.
Do you guys have the real picture?
That is not my dad.
What?
Oh, that's my dad. Oh, I love him so much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Yes, Dad. Where is my dad?
Daddy?
What do you mean? Where's your dad? No. Don't you have a dad?
No, I don't know where he is. Just me and my mom. Most of the time, we are happy. Yes, still happy.
So, Alfredo, you have never seen your dad before. How does that make you feel?
Makes me feel sad. Yeah, sad. I saw my friends' dads bringing them to church and going camping with them, playing games with them. So it made me feel sad. But you know what?
What's that, Alfredo?
I'm still happy because Jesus loves me and he's still taking care of me. Mm.
Well,
I'm okay.
It makes me feel thankful that I do have a dad, because a lot of people don't.
Yeah. Boys and girls, you may be one of those people who maybe you don't spend a whole lot of time with your dad, or maybe you've never, ever seen your dad before. And there's a lot of boys and girls that are like that. And that's not fun to be like that, but you're not alone. And there's a lot of people who that is like them. So you may not know what he looks like, or you may just not know him, but God loves you so much that he will be there for you as your dad, as your heavenly dad, or he might even put someone else in your life that can be a dad for you.
Like a goat?
Yes.
What's that?
Like
yeah, that's
ooh,
good.
Oh, good, a
yeah.
goat.
So this sweetest treat ever has, what does it have in it? It has me, it has my family, has my mom, and it has my dad in it.
I'm ready for the ingredient number 5. Pronto, pronto, give it to me.
Well, you'll have to wait till next week to find out what the 5th ingredient to our sweetest treat ever is. So, Freddie, can you share the memory verse with us today?
Start the memory verse, yes.
Okay, cool.
Okay, there it is.
Let's do
honor.
It.
Honor.
Your father.
Your father.
And your mother.
And your mother.
So that. You may live long.
You may live long.
In the land your father.
It's okay.
In the land the Lord.
In the land the Lord.
Your God is giving you.
Your God is giving you.
Exodus 20:12. Oh, Daddy, I love you. Where did you go? Oh.
All right.
Come here, goat.
Clap your hands for Freddie and Alfredo. Thanks, guys. All right, how many of you like chocolate? All right. I have a huge chocolate bar right here. What kind of chocolate bar is this? Hershey's bar. All right. So today, everybody, light's still ringing, so don't be distracted by it. We're trying to fix that real quick. All the lights are off right now besides our other ones. So can we have the coaches pass out the journals right now? Today we're going to talk about someone in our family who's really special. Who are we going to talk about? Dad. How many of you call your dad something other than dad? Papa? Pops, what do you call him? Daddy? Pops? I call him Daddy Jim. That's what we call my dad. Daddy Jim. Cool. So there's something special about dads. Just like we talked about last week, there's something special about moms. I want to know from you, what is your favorite thing? Your favorite thing, where's my candy at? What is your favorite thing about your dad? Raise your hand. What's your favorite thing? This is for my next thing. No candy for this one, but what is your favorite thing about dad? Jonathan.
That he loves me.
Your dad loves you. Cool. Two more boys. What's your favorite thing about your dad?
They help us with our homework.
He helps you with your homework. One more thing. Favorite thing about your dad. What's your favorite thing?
Because he helps me.
What does he help you do? Moyo?
I like my dad because he sometimes comes to school with us.
That is really cool. Comes to school with you. Girls, three girls, what's your favorite thing about your dad? Lucia.
That my dad loves me.
Mm-hmm. How do you know he loves you? Does he do anything special for you? Mm. No? Does he say anything special? You don't know? She's just shy. That's okay. Josephine, what's your favorite thing about your dad?
Because he takes care of us.
Takes care of you. And one more girl. Over here, what's your favorite thing?
Can I talk about my heavenly dad?
What's that?
Can I talk about my heavenly dad?
Sure.
How he takes care of everybody, and he loves us all, and he gives me things that I want and I need.
Very cool. Aaliyah said she wants to talk about her heavenly dad, and he gives us things that we want and we need, and he loves all of us. Very good, Aaliyah. All right. Boys, you're liking to talk right now. There's a lot of talking. So how about I ask you this question, and you talk about this question. Raise your hand for this one. What is the funniest thing your dad does? Funniest thing. Raise your hand to talk. Funniest thing. Yes, sir.
I forgot.
Forgot. Okay. Funniest thing your dad does. Yes, sir.
He tickles us a lot.
Yeah, he tickles you. Very fun. Sylvia?
He plays with us, and then you say funny things to make us laugh.
Yeah, he makes you laugh. What are some funny things, boys? Funny things your dad does. Nate?
He sleeps with his eyes open.
Is he a vampire?
He really does.
You're kidding. Oh, my goodness. That's pretty funny. That is really funny. Cranny?
My dad takes my sister's toys and pushes the nose down, and then it comes up like a spring.
All right, one more girl. One more girl. Shh, one more girl. What is the funniest thing that your dad does, Nyla?
He put his fat belly on my sister.
What? He puts his belly? Oh, my goodness. That is gross. Your dads can be pretty funny, can't they? Pretty funny. Very cool. Well, today we're going to talk about dads. Everyone say dads. And how we love our dads. On the count of three, I want you to say, I love my dad. Ready? One, two, three. I almost have all of you. Everyone together. Ready? One, two, three. Very good. We're all going to do this together. So if you have your journals, hold them up real high. Wave them in the air like you love your pops, your daddy. Your dada. Point number one is respect my dad. Respect my dad. Do you think dads like to be respected? Do you think dads love it when we disrespect them? Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Hannah, for disrespecting me. I appreciate it. Do you think that's what your dad's thinking? No. When you have a bad attitude, do you think he's like, I love that they have a bad attitude right now. Do you think that that's what they're thinking? I love that when I tell them to clean their room, they just ignore me and go watch TV. I love that. Do you think that's what your dad's thinking? No. What about when your dad tells you to get up in the morning? And you just ignore him, and you stay in bed, and then you're late for school. Do you think that your dad loves that? No. Dads like to be respected. And so when we look at the Bible, we want to respect my dad. Respect my dad. Even if your dad seems funny sometimes. You know, my dad, it was a funny story because we went to Colorado. How many of you have been to Colorado before? Very cool. And we went to Rocky Mountain National Park. This was when I was really little. I barely remember any of this. But there was one thing I do remember. We were in the national park and we saw a mountain lion. Mountain lion. You know what that is? It's like a big, huge cat, almost like a real lion, but a little bit smaller. And they don't have the mane, but it was a mountain lion. And so we were walking on this trail, and we saw a mountain lion standing on the rock. And what do you think my dad did? My dad freaked out. He's like, get behind me, get behind me, go back. And he like grabs a stick, and he's like, kids, get back, go back to the car. He's just freaking out. And then he starts walking ahead, and he's trying to be big and macho. Go up there with that stick. And he goes up to where he thought, and he's looking around. And this mountain lion pounced out. And it pounced out, and it started barking. Roof, roof, roof. And pretty soon we realized it wasn't a mountain lion. It was a Labrador Retriever. It was a dog. Michaela's like, what? It was a dog? It wasn't a mountain lion. It was a dog. But when our dad told us to do something, we did it, right? We listened to him. We respected him. Even if he was funny, we respected our dad. Because you never know. It could have been a real mountain lion. And my dad wanted to protect us. He wanted to protect us, and so that's why he did it, even if he was funny. So point number one is, respect who? My dad. Very good. Turn to this verse. It is Proverbs, in the middle of your Bible, chapter 3, 11 and 12. Go. If you need help, raise your hand. Everyone with the Bible, you got to find it. Proverbs 3, 11 and 12. Keep looking for it. If you have your Bible, make sure you find it. We had 24 who should have it over here and 22 who should have it over here. We have readers already, so if you found it, that is great. But we already have two readers. We already have these. All right, so Wilbert and Levi, come on up. You're going to help me read. Good job, Emery. Good job, Leah. Very good. If you're still looking, keep looking. That's okay. Gadisa, do you have it? Open it. Open it quick. Okay, Wilbert is going to read verse 11, and Levi is going to read verse 12, Proverbs chapter 3. So listen really closely. This is what it's like to have a father.
My son, do not despise the chastising of the Lord, nor detest his correction.
Very good. Do not despise the chastening, discipline, spankings. And verse 12.
Because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father, the son he delights in.
Very good. So this is saying that who disciplines us? Who disciplines us in the first verse?
The Lord.
Okay. And then who does it say disciplines us in the second verse?
Dad.
Dad does. All right. Clap your hands for Levi and Wilbert. Good job. You can grab a lollipop from the tree right there. Good job. So everybody, what does a dad do? He corrects. He disciplines. He chastises us. So there's some things that your family might do. Your family might not do spankings. Your family might do timeout. Or they may take away your screen time. Or you might have to go to bed earlier. How many of you have to go to bed earlier if you get in trouble? How many of you have to go to bed without dinner?
You go to bed. No. Let's go.
So dad has to discipline us. Why does he do that? Why does he do that? Because he... Just a one-word answer. Because he... loves us. That's what the Bible said. Because he loves us. So we respect dad, and he disciplines us because he loves us. We respect him because we love him. Very good. And so you know what? I asked my dad, everybody, I asked my dad. You may not know my dad, but my dad is a lot taller than me. He's like 6'1". He's a white guy with a beard. My mom is a short lady like this tall. She's under 5 foot. She's very short. And she looks like she's Mexican, but she's Filipino. She's got really dark skin. My dad's got really light skin. My mom doesn't have a beard, though. My dad does. Yeah. She shaves. But you know what? My dad, I asked him, what would you like me to tell other kids about what it's like to be a dad and how you would want other kids to act towards their dad. You want to know what he said? Shh, we have a lot of boys who are talking over here. I'm going to pop one balloon over here. That's not good. That's not good. Girls, are you paying attention? Good job. So, you know what he said? He said, you know what? What shows a dad love? The best way to make a dad love is to follow their direction or instructions. Usually this is done when children listen to what I teach them, and then they do what I say, and later they become the person who tells someone else what they should do. So it shows your ability to listen. Everyone put your hand by your ear. To think, put your hand on your head. To act appropriately and show self-control when you disagree, and then you become mature. That's what my dad said. So point number one is respect who? Your dog? Your dad. Respect my dad. All right, let's go to point number two. Point number two, hold up your journals. Wave them in the air like you're ready, like you love your daddy. Number two, make my parents, both parents, make them angry. Make them so angry. Make them sad. Make them disappointed. Make them eat all their food. Make them hungry. Make my parents proud. Proud. Good. Y'all preaching me down. I like it. Make my parents proud. How do you make your parents proud? What do you think are some things you could do to make your parents proud? You could clean your room. You could get your homework done on time. You could get good grades. You could listen the first time. Have you ever heard that? You said, I heard you, or I heard you. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you know, but you don't do. Okay? So number two, make my parents proud. Who made me proud? Who made me more proud, the girls or the boys? But who won? The girls won. Okay, but I'm proud of both teams. I'm proud of both teams. Do you think that, let's say your dad has, there's two of you in your family. Who do you think your dad is more proud of? Javier, I don't know, man. All right. Shh. All right. You guys are crazy today, man. I like it. So your dad is proud of both of you because he loves both of you. Just like I'm not even your dad, but I'm proud of both of you because I saw all three of you boys. You are working together. And to me, you won in your area of teamwork. You won. The girls won because they were quicker, but I was proud of both of your teams. So number two, make my parents proud. Proud. We're going to read a Bible story together, and this is about a person named Jairus. I need one person on the boy's side and one person on the girl's side to help me read, someone who's really good at reading. Coach Jeff, could you pick someone who's really good at reading? Coach Jessica, could you pick a girl who's really good at reading? Okay, so they're going to read from Luke chapter 8. If you have your Bible, turn to Luke chapter 8. This is a story about somebody named Jairus. Jairus, that's pretty cool. He sounds like a basketball player or something. Jairus. Michael Jairus. LeBron Jairus. Luke chapter 8, verse 40 through 42. Wilbert, I want you to read these two right here, all the way up to here. And then Maddie, I want you to read 42 all the way down to 49. All right, listen up. Wilbert's going to read first. This is about Jairus and his daughter.
On the way, other side of the lake, the crowds welcomed Jesus because they had been waiting for him. Then a man named
Jairus, a leader of the local synagogue, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come home with him.
Very good. And Maddie?
His only daughter, who was about 12 years old, was dying. As Jesus went with him, he was surrounded by the crowds. While he was still speaking to her, a messenger arrived from the home of Jairus, the leader of the synagogue. He told him, "Your daughter is dead, and no, there's no use troubling the teacher now."
Very good. Clap your hands for Maddie and Gilbert. Here you go. Thanks for helping me. Good job. So this guy's name, he's a dad. What's his name? Jairus. Good. Boys, his name is Jairus. And his daughter, she's dying. How old is his daughter? 12 years old. So just maybe 1 year or a couple of years older than you guys. She's so sick that she's laying in bed and she's dying. And so Jesus went with him, and he was surrounded by what? Crowds. Good. And so what happened was a messenger came and told Jesus, I mean, his daughter was sick, but the messenger came and then he broke the bad news. What did he tell Jesus? His daughter died. And so they said what? There's no use troubling Jesus now. There's no use asking Jesus to help anymore. There's no use asking Jesus to come and pray for your daughter anymore. The daughter that you love, the dad, he's telling dad this. There's no use anymore. So in this story, Jairus is a dad, and he cares so much about his daughter. Do you think your dad cares about you? You know, when we talk to Alfredo and we talk to Freddie, Freddie knew his dad, didn't he? Freddie knew his dad. His dad wasn't Yoda, but he was that other guy, probably Fred Sr. But Alfredo, did he know his dad? No, he didn't know his dad at all. And so Alfredo was kind of sad, and I asked him, how did it make you feel to not have a dad? And you know, Freddie, he's like, you know, it makes me feel sad sometimes. And you know what? Sometimes we don't have a dad. And some it may be your dad at home. You don't have a dad at home. And you don't know why, but sometimes you just feel sad inside. And you don't even realize it's because, man, I want to talk to my dad. I want to have my dad laugh with me. I want him to come to school with me. And you see your friends and you see them, their dad comes with them to school on a day where parents get to see you guys get certificates or awards or your ceremonies or your concerts where you get to sing at school or when you go in front of your classroom and you make a presentation. That would make you feel pretty sad, wouldn't it? Your dad's not there. And that's how Alfredo felt. So you're not alone. Alfredo felt the same way. He didn't have a dad. But you know, there's something cool because the Bible says that there's somebody who can be a dad for us. Did you know that? And it says that God is a father to people who don't have dads. A father to the fathers. How many of you know that? Raise your hand if you know that. That God is our father. Put your hands down. So all of you that said, man, I love that my dad brings me this place or he laughs with me. You know, God can fill that spot, that part where you're like, man, I wish I had a dad to do this. God can make you feel happy. He can make you feel joyful. But you have to come to know him first. And I've come to know God, and I hope that you've come to know God in that way where you can spend time with God and he can fill that spot in your heart. And we're going to give you a chance to do that today. But in this story, Jesus, this dad goes to Jesus because he loves his daughter. And he loves his daughter so much that even when she's sick, this guy is really important. And he goes down and he gets into the mud, he gets into the dirt at Jesus' smelly feet. They're probably really stinky. Everybody say stinky. Really stinky feet. They didn't take a shower every day like we do. They would just wash off and they were kind of smelly. He went down at Jesus' feet and he begged him to come see his daughter. And Jesus saw all the other people around. All the other people around. There was crowds. He even had a lady come to him in the next verse while he was talking to this dad. And she needed healing too. And he healed her. But Jesus really cared for this dad. Because you know what? God knows what it's like to be a dad. because he sent his one and only son, Jesus, to die for our sins. He gave his son, Jesus, for us. And so God is the best father ever. Everyone say best father. Best father ever. There's a verse that talks about this. It's in Matthew chapter 7, 9 through 11. I need one more reader. One more reader. Let's pick a... Coach Josh, can you send me up one boy? Uh-oh, I think it's Emery. I didn't even pick him. This is my nephew, Emery. Come on up, brother. Look at that. Looking sharp, brother. Okay, here's a verse, Matthew chapter 7, 9 through 11. Read from right here, Emery. Can you see that? Very good. Listen up.
Or if he asks for a... Or what man...
He can't see. Sorry. Here we go.
Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a children how a snake? How much more will your Father who is in heaven give what it is good to those who ask him?
Very good. Clap your hands for Emery. Good job, Emery. Here you go. Thank you for helping me. So it says this. Let me kind of phrase it so you guys understand it today. It says, or what man is there among you, or maybe dad, when his son asks for a loaf of bread. Everyone say loaf of bread. Knock, knock. Loaf of bread. I'm going to hit you in the head with a loaf of bread. Some of you get that. Some of you don't. All right. So when he asks, when his son asks for bread, we'll give him a stone. Have you ever asked for something for Christmas or your birthday and you don't get what you wanted? So my mom was trying to be funny. And I don't know if I told a story before, but I really wanted this pair of shoes. Really cool pair of shoes. They were called Nike Hyperdunks. Okay, that was before, like, I mean, LeBrons were cool, but they weren't as cool. And I asked for these. So Christmas came around, and I saw this box. It looked like a shoebox. And so I was like, dude, I'm going to get these shoes I want for Christmas. So I opened up this shoebox, and do you think I got the shoes? She gets me the funniest, I won't say the brand because you might have these shoes. She gets me exactly what I don't want for Christmas. Exactly what I don't want. And she starts laughing. She starts just laughing at me. And I was actually kind of mad. I was like, I thought you were going to get me these shoes. And you know I don't like these shoes. And she's like, well, you're going to wear them, right? I was like, no, I'm not going to wear these. I was kind of mad. And then you know what? I thought that she was being a bad mom. Because why would she get something she knew that I didn't like? But you know what? My mom was a good mom. And the next day, so that was Christmas Eve, we opened one present on Christmas Eve. Christmas Day, I open up another shoebox, and do you think I got what I wanted? Yeah. Yep, she got me a nice pair of shoes that I always wanted. So my mom was a good mom. So it's kind of like that. You ask for a cool pair of LeBrons or a cool doll, like an American doll, and your parents aren't going to get you something that you don't want. Girls, they're not going to get you a smelly pair of socks, a dirty pair of socks. Boys, they're not going to get you some pink sandals. Because they love you. And that's exactly how God is. When you pray and you ask God for something, he's not trying to trick you. He's not trying to make your life harder. And when you ask for his help, he's not going to just leave you there. And leave you there because you feel sad and you feel alone. He's not going to leave you feeling alone. He's going to be there for you when you ask him because he's a good father. Holy moly. What's going on back there? All right. So that's what this verse is saying. Point number three. Write this down. Write this down. Point number three. Very quickly, write this down. Point number three is pray for my parents every day. Pray for my parents every day. Let's read the rest of this story. So they go and tell Jesus, hey, there's no use coming. She's already dead. But when Jesus heard what had happened, in verse 50, he said to the dad, Jairus, Hey, don't be afraid. Just have faith. She'll be healed. When they arrived at the house, Jesus wouldn't let anyone go in with him except five people: Peter, John, James, and the little girl's father and mother. The house was filled with people who were crying. They were screaming and wailing, but he said, "Stop the crying. She isn't dead. She's only asleep." But the crowd, they laughed at him because they all knew she died. It's obvious. Then Jesus, he grabbed her hand and said in a loud voice, "My child, get up." And at that moment, her life returned and she immediately stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Her parents were overwhelmed. They were so excited. But Jesus insisted that they not tell anyone what had happened. You know, God wants to do something just for you. Everyone say, just for me. He wants to do something just for you. And that's what he did in this story. He saw a little girl who had a dad, but he was like, this little girl needs a heavenly father right now. So whoever you are today, if you already have a dad here on earth, or if you don't have a dad here on earth, you need a heavenly father. How many of you know that you need a heavenly father? You need God in your life. Amen. I want to give you a chance to fill that and ask God to do that. So coaches, would you come up front? We're going to pray today. Come on up. Come on up. Thank you, coaches. Come on up. Boys and girls, let's all stand together. We're closing today. Stand together. Stand together. Come on, boys. Let's stand up together. Stand up. Both feet. Stand up on both feet. I'm waiting on you, boys. Zachy, Tristan, I'm waiting for you. Stand up, stand up. Today as we pray, if you want to pray because you want the Heavenly Father to come and come into your life just like he did in this story, maybe you want to know Jesus more, but come on up and pray today. We want to pray with you. Let's worship together.